This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Bill Gates had China's president over for dinner last night. The event brought President Hu Jintao to a mansion near Seattle, the home of the founder of Microsoft. It was the first day of a visit that will also bring the Chinese leader to the White House. Here in Washington, D.C., there is rising frustration over America's $200 billion trade deficit with China, which may explain why President Hu chose to start his trip in Washington State. Here's NPR's Martin Costi.
Bill Gates lives in one of the most technologically advanced houses in the world. And for last night's dinner, he had his high-tech invisible sound system playing. The music seemed to emanate from the trees themselves as 100 or so guests mingled on the lawn for pre-dinner drinks. Many of them were execs with some of Seattle's biggest companies. Still, even for them, an invitation to Gates' $100 million house is a rare privilege. The dinner itself had the air of a Chamber of Commerce luncheon, as the hosts and the guest of honor traded toasts in praise of lucrative business ties between China and Washington State.
Microsoft and Boeing are household names in my country, and Starbucks coffee shops have mushroomed in Chinese cities. If I were not serving in this office, I would certainly prefer to go into one of the coffee shops run by Starbucks.
Besides the free endorsement for Starbucks, President Hu came bearing some impressive deals. His government is promising a crackdown on China's rampant software piracy, something that has led several computer makers there to promise to buy hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Microsoft software to install on their new PCs. Also in advance of President Hu's visit, Chinese airlines agreed to buy 80 new 737 jets from Boeing, a deal worth about $4 billion. Right now, Washington State is probably the only state in the union running a trade surplus with China. Former Governor Gary Locke, himself a Chinese-American, credits what he calls Seattle's long-standing ties to China.
Some interesting tidbits. Back in the 1870s, almost 15% of the population in Seattle was Chinese.
What Locke fails to mention is that the good people of Seattle ran most of those Chinese out of town in 1886. But things are more cordial now. David Bachman, a China scholar at the University of Washington, says President Hu is well aware that the yawning trade deficit is causing tension in Washington, D.C., a tension the Chinese seek to diffuse by drawing attention to all the software and airplanes they're buying in Seattle. Bachman says Washington State is about as friendly a venue as Hu Jintao can find to make his case.
Which will be probably a continuation of, it's a win-win situation. You shouldn't see us as a threat. It will be all about cooperation and so on.
You sound skeptical.
No, I think that sincerely does reflect what the Chinese leadership wants. I don't think that it's going to get the scales to fall from the eyes of congressmen and senators.
But even in Seattle, there is unease over trade with China. Connie Kelleher is the spokesperson for the Machinists Union at Boeing. She says, of course, she's glad to see the company selling so many new planes to China. But she says the union can't help but notice how every new model contains more and more parts from overseas, including now parts from China.
In the last 10 years, we've definitely seen a stepped-up offloading, which is a huge concern to us for jobs, and also we have a concern of Boeing losing control of their product as more and more of their technology and more parts are coming from overseas. And in China's case, the concern is that if they gain enough aerospace technology, that they would eventually start their own aerospace industry rather than buying the Boeing planes.
And that's no small concern here. If you take Boeing airplanes out of the equation, Washington State joins every other state in running a trade deficit with China. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.